going to talk about reboots and remakes and sequels and all of that, shows that come back in another form, because did you know that there's a new Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
You see, I did know this because I've been following this story. There's a filmmaker by the name of Morgan Cooper, and what he did was in 2019, he made a trailer for a movie of what Fresh Prince of Bel-Air would look like if it was set in modern day. But it was only, and everyone was going, oh my God, this is a trailer for a new movie. But it was very clever because he literally made it as a trailer, but he hadn't made the actual movie.
Until it was seen, and then, oh,
it was seen
this.
By not a couple of million people, but the most important person that it was seen by was Will Smith,
who is an executive producer on this new version. I literally switched on my TV yesterday, and the homepage from the TV provider was Bel-Air is the name of this new series. I was like, what is this? New take on the Fresh Prince story. It's not a comedy at all.
No.
It's very much a dramatic and rather gritty at times retelling of the story of the boy from West Philadelphia gets into a fight and has to go live, gets into real trouble, has to go and live with his aunt and uncle in Bel-Air. So if you know the story of the Fresh Prince, it's essentially the same, but it's quite, quite different. And I was really surprised at how good it was. I watched two episodes yesterday, and I was wondering, is there any other kind of reboot or remake or kind of origin story thing that I've liked as much?
When you're going to remake something as well, sometimes it's better to go completely different to the original, because a lot of people hold the original in that sort of like, oh, I loved Fresh Prince of Bel-Air so much.
And I would have thought that. How are they possibly going to remake this? Like, I think
without
they've remade
Will Smith.
Like, Saved by the Bell, I think, has been given a remake. And if you try to remake a comedy, It can't succeed because you're never going to beat the original.
Now, sometimes, you know, TV shows that you would watch that you haven't actually realised is a remake. You know, you might watch a TV show and go, oh my God, that was absolutely brilliant. And then you find out, oh, it was actually made on... There was some programme that I used to watch a lot, and then I found out that it was a remake of an Israeli television show that was made years and years ago. You know, so that can happen.
Right, yeah.
But a show that is so, so popular, like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, if you're going to remake it, you might as well go completely left field.
Yeah. Sometimes it does work, like with the US Office became its own thing.
Yeah, they had new episodes and everything.
Because there was only 12 episodes of the UK Office that Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant made. And when people saw the US Office first, it was like, oh, how are they going to copy this? But essentially it became its own thing, and it was very successful and very good.
Yeah, and that was down to the acting as well.
The US kind of, their remake of Shameless, I don't think was,
but you see, this
was
is
received
the thing.
As well over here, at least.
My daughter loved the US Shameless and never saw the UK Shameless.
Okay,
you know,
interesting.
She only came across Shameless when it became a US thing.
Yeah.
And there was another program that I watched a number of years ago, and I was like, oh my God, this is totally a remake of Cracker. Do you remember Cracker?
With Robbie Coltrane?
Robbie Coltrane.
Interesting.
That was remade as an American TV show, and it was only when I was watching like the first two or three episodes, I was like, oh my God, this is Cracker. They totally remade Cracker.
And what is it? Was it a cracker?
It wasn't. Well, it wasn't as good as Robbie Coltrane. Like,
there was a new version of 90210 some years back, but it'll never replace the original kind of legacy.
Yeah, again, my daughter really watched that and really enjoyed it because she hadn't been aware of the original one. I think sometimes if you haven't seen the original of something, you're going to be okay with the remake.
That's exactly what somebody has texted in to say. I believe if you see the standalone, I have nothing compared to, as in you see only the UK version or the American version, you'll enjoy them just as much. Mm. Couple of texts coming our way. Teen Wolf was a remake, of course. We had Michael J. Fox was the original, and then the remake.
No, so Michael J. Fox was in the movie, and then there was a television show spin-off with Jason Bateman, but they made a remake in the noughties there. Only just, again, my daughter watched it. She watches a lot of television.
Ah, okay.
So there has been a sort of, which was, again, you know, it took the concept. Mm. It wasn't an exact replica.
Yeah, but the story essentially was the same.
And the CGI was a little bit better.
Better, as you would expect, which is essentially what we're talking about, because there's a new version of, it's just called Bel-Air, but it's a kind of a reboot of the idea of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. The story is the same, the character, and all the names are the same. It's Will, who gets in real trouble in West Philadelphia.
There's
born and
Jazz.
Raised. Jazz is a character. Jazz is a cab driver that he meets in the airport. You know, when he rocks up to the mansion in the opening credits.
Yeah, and he goes like that.
Yeah, so it's Jazz is actually the cab driver, and that's how they meet. There is a slight difference. I'm not giving anything away. The biggest difference is in the character Carlton, who is a real kind of, there's a real edge, and he's a snake.
Whereas Carlton was just a big cuddly bear in the original,
a little bit of a buffoon,
a
you know,
total
kind of.
Dork, like.
But there's a real edge to some of this Bel-Air drama, the new version. Dallas, of course, all the soaps, I think, went through a bit of a remake.
Oh,
Dallas,
Dynasty was remade as well.
Yeah, and as we already said, some Shameless was remade. I mean, Doctor Who has gone through. Another one that we got on the text was House of Cards, of course. You know, the Robin Wright and Kevin Spacey was in it as well. Obviously, the American one really took off. But that was an old UK kind of series that kind of went... wasn't carried on from one generation to the next. If you hadn't seen it, you missed it.
Yeah.
And that was it.
I never saw the original, but I watched the American one.
And The Office, of course, is a big one as well that was remade in the US from the UK.
And someone was saying about Cobra Kai.
Yes, somebody said if you want 80s nostalgia, Cobra Kai takes it to a whole new level. It's almost meta.
Yeah, I actually haven't watched it, but I really should because I think it's a great idea. What they did was with Cobra Kai, it's obviously based on The Karate Kid, but the character Ralph Macchio is in it, still playing Danny LaRusso, but he's much older, obviously.
Yeah.
And all the characters, well, not all the characters, but some of the characters from the original have moved on and they still have to deal with the impact of the, you know, what happened in the original Karate Kid.
They've rebooted The Wonder Years or remade The Wonder Years. I'm watching The Wonder Years still at the moment because it's on every day on TG Car. Great series, but they've remade it more recently with an African American cast, so a different viewpoint of the age, you know.
Yeah, I was never a huge Wonder Years fan. I
think it must be it's nostalgia. I'm not saying it's the greatest writing or even indeed acting of all time, but I think it's more the nostalgia.
Yeah, because it was set in the 60s or something, wasn't it? So it had that sort of vibe.
They're into 1972 now, and it was made in 1992. And I always say this about The Wonder Years. When it was made in 1992, it was set only 20 years in the past. But it always feels like way longer ago than if you made a series now in 2022 about 2002.
Yeah.
There's much less of a difference. Maybe we don't feel it as much because we lived it. But it just feels like, oh God, The Wonder Years, years ago. But it's only 20 years. But there is a remake. Haven't seen it yet, so I can't comment.